in Siman Shin Aleph. We did Sif Chaf Hey. We're holding the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf. Kuf Aleph? No, Kuf Aleph, I think. Sif Katan Kuf Aleph. So the halacha is a person's allowed to go out with a kameh, whether it's a kameh of ksav or it's a kameh of ikrin, shaksav. Bim hum mikisvi akurdish. Also, lots of the brother, Shasur Rabbah, Makain, Machupah, Ba'or, or Dover Acher. If what's written there is words of Torah, so now we have a new problem that you can't take in the basic kisei unless it's covered. So if you're afraid the person won't have to use the bathroom, it will take the kameya off and then end up carrying it. Since it's kisei kodesh and it's not covered, if it would not be covered, he would take it off. And then he might carry a dalai lamas before he puts it back on.
A single covering is enough?
Meeker than single covering is enough. There is a sheet who told you need double, but the Meeker psak is one is enough. V'im hu'chel l'shesh b'sakonav, yishal k'minei, if he's so ill that if he takes it off even for a moment, or he will become, his life will be in danger, then da'azin tzarek l'hasira b'chol gavni. So then he, even the basic keys, he's allowed to wear it because it's kind of fashas. So then what the Lord says, because he won't take it off. Shal ikrim is kupes, shal shroshe simonim. So you'll take different types of herbs. Okay. Sif chavov. Neman lomer haroi ve'alatz mashum umcha. The Rebbe says that I've been established as a mumcha. He has the modus erechon habisurin. He's believed that erechon habisurin applies even to one individual himself. Kuf gimel, wooden shenem al kamei aloy marshuhum shimumchis lechashinon leiv sheyichav yichavin lahakshul. And he's believed to say regards to specific kamei that he knows that it is mumchis, that it's an established valid kamei. Sif Chav Zayim. Yotzin Mebetzes Achargol. So this is a grasshopper egg, type of a grasshopper. Ubeshein Shal Shul, and a tooth from a fox. Ubemasmer Hatzoluv, a nail from a person who has been, or from the crucifix was used to, for somebody. Bein Becholem Shabbos. So this is mutter even on the weekdays and even on Shabbos. The chiddush of the weekdays is v'ema mishum darchi amari. It's not considered that the person's following superstitions. V'chem b'chol darchi mishum refua. Everything which we know is a valid refua is not considered darchi amari. Aval im oisa ma'isa v'nikar boi shum mishum refua. The person does some type of action which it's not been not really been established that this is something which is merape. He's doing it as it were, then it seems like a superstition. So also mishum darchi amari that goes into this or following the way of darchi amari. Awa kol lachash mutar. So v'loy osu ela b'osim shebodkon veinom me'ilim. If we have a lachash, we have a right to assume that this is, in other words, we're talking about regards to the issue of darchi amari. We have, if we're told that this is something which works, we have a right to assume that it works, unless we know otherwise. On the other hand, there's some would say any kamei which is in a mumcha, so we don't know for sure that it's valid, so we should be concerned that maybe it's darchei mori. And there's some which held like that. Now, I don't know, according to them, if they held it's a problem, how you got to the case of Kamei Mumcha. I guess originally the first time, if unless you say they tried it out on non-Jews, I don't know. Okay, Mishmurach Kuf Dalad, Bebetz Zachargo, Hu Chagob, it's a type of a grasshopper. Vayim Begamor, Lamai Avdi, Kaldor, Ma'elo, the more explains each one of these. What illness is this type of item effective for? In those days, these were established, that these things do refer. He's allowed to wear them out, wear them while he's going out to Rosh Hashanah. If, however, there's something which is not nikur, kufay ve nikur by mishum refu, hano shei nikur shiyel refu, it's not obvious that this thing should work. So the other ones, even though we don't see why this is obviously effective, but the fact is it's been established that it works. So that makes it nicker. Now it's known that it works. So it means anything which we would say we use modern science and say logically, I say, I believe that this should work. That's not Dachar Murray. Someone says, I can't explain why it works, but I know that it works. It's also not Dachar Murray. The stuff in the middle is where you get the question.
Do the poskim discuss what the standards for mumcha is nowadays? Do we rely on three times still? Because our standards of evidence are much, much different than that.
Well, we don't really have the role the kamei is.
But we have medicines, so.
Right, so saying.
A similar kind of argument is if I take a medicine, if I can carry the medicine on Shabbos, we just stop taking medicine. We don't take a new drug because three people try it.
Right, so see, that's something which is nicker. If that would go into nicker, means we're explaining why we believe this. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be a problem of Zarchia Murray.
Right, but in terms of just general, at what point we would believe that it's
effective in general?
For the Shulchan Aruch is three, because that was. But would we still follow that? Or?
I don't know. I think in some places we still do, yeah. The place where we come up in halacha is a case where we have a person who you're measuring the potential dangers from some type of procedure or medication to the professional benefits. Mm-hmm. So if it's established that it works, you're going to be more comfortable in that situation. If you know that it works, you're going to chance the risks mm-hmm. better than a case where you don't know that it works anyway. Experimental type of things. Kolachas motor kuvav. I feel like you're dying on Yismachu. It's not been established that it works. It's permitted during the weekdays. We know there are different types of lachashim which work. So this can go into this is also a valid possibility that it'll be merapah. That's also called nikr in the sense that we know that lachashim in general work. If we notice that something which doesn't work, and you're doing it anyway, that's superstition. You can't go out on Shabbos with the Tum Kamei Hashem Mumchah's Mashma Habachol Shapradami. So, according to you're saying now, there's an Isser of Darke Amuri during the week. So, what's the point of the Mishnah? Behind the Lubashay Swaja Nichak Liyashiv. In Machar, the Hudabashesh Chashas Sakana, near the Kluyama Sharbichol Gavni. If there's a Chashas Sakana, this thing might work. Even with Darchei Murray, the mitzvah of Chai Behem would override the Darchei Murray. Okay.
Even on Shabbos, you can go.
Right. Chofkas, Mishiyesh Lamaka, but pieces Ragla. Right, red. Yeah. Person has a maka on the bottom of his foot. So he puts a coin over the protect that the foot should be protected, and therefore he won't potentially trip on it, hurt his foot, and then, as it were, in some way aggravate the makah. But gamu merapa, and the certain wounds respond to the copper content of the metal, and then in this rapa, mutalot zisbei. So that's Mishabura Gam Humurnapa. So it sounds like over here that's only mutter because A, it's Murnapa, and besides the fact that it's Murnapa, it's also Megan, it also protects. So it sounds like it only protects without being Murnapa, it should be also. It's there just to protect it that he shouldn't hurt it. Biragla is usr. That seems to be usr. We discussed this before. Mitzar is just there to protect. It's not to be merapa. Gam ken mutter lotzes, but it's also mutter. Because of Tosha Shabbos, the same Rashak. Ryan Lil Sivcha Bey is Mashak Savlin B'Shem Ragro. That's Rama who gam ken hachi. That if it's there to protect, that is sufficient to be moderate. Okay, in Chazak is Bob Shabbos. So Karachatich is Begad Aleh Shalai Yisari to be Begadav. So this is the things I've asked me about. If you have a, you put on a bandage, and the whole purpose of the bandage is just to, not to heal, but just to protect it. So that's his case, where a person cut his finger, and he put a piece of cloth around it. It shouldn't get end up getting irritated by the his clothing, etc. Mutter lots is by, so according to this, it's mutter. Even though it's not merapa, but because it's protecting. Now, like we're saying over here, it's Masha, the protecting Lord is on and off. Mil yosu toib sheikhrik ala mokim hazeh e beza smartut. Better to use, instead of using a piece of cloth, it's better to use a shmata. Why? The bezem etzadah prima gadam, the kulyal mashori lotzis boy. Everybody can agree to that case as a mutter. Lo choshev ubotel lagabi amaka. Since it's not, after you finish, you're going to throw it out. It's worthless. So that's bottles on the makkah. Whereas the piece of cloth, which later on you use for something else, that'd be the scenario, that wouldn't be bottles on the makkah. And he shouldn't be soaking the cloth with blood. He should be washing off the blood beforehand. And we had discussed that a masha who, that maybe that's considered like a form of dying.
What, like a form of dying?
Dying, of making, putting coloration into something, not of expiration. Okay, so we
what's
said over here.
Difference between a rag and a piece of cloth.
A rag is a shmata, which is it's worn out. So you're going to throw it out afterwards. A piece of cloth, a good piece of cloth. You're not going to throw it out afterwards. You're going to use it. Use it for something else. So you're allowed to go with this matbeya, but mutlot says kuftes. Dafka b'shekosher is a matbeya. B'shekosher is a matbeya. The piece is ragli. It's tied on. It won't fall off. I'm afraid he's going to pick it up and carry it. So there's something holding, tying it down, and the thing is tying it down is not considered something which is kosher in and of itself. Avlim kosher oz b'dabra shu kosher b'osu losus b'shabas k'nabas b'sifcha beis. If you only did this on Shabbos, I guess it means you only did it on Shabbos. So since the beginning of Shabbos, this was not clear that that's what it, that this is being bottled to the goof. So you're not going to be matzored on Shabbos. That's not going to change its status on Shabbos in regards to that issue. Okay. End of the Kameya, the Rafua type of carings. Now we're going to deal with the clothing, which is sort of wrapped around the person, folded around the person, etc. That's going to take us from Sifchav Tes through Lamed Aleph, and then it'll come again in Lamed Aleph, etc. Okay. Hayotze Batalos Mekupelos Al Ksefav. So a person takes this long robe that he has and takes the bottom of it and he puts it back onto his shoulders. After he put it over his head and it's hanging down, he picks up the bottom, the hem of the bottom, and lifts it up and puts it over his shoulders. And the person goes out like that on Shabbos, and then it's chayiv chatas. So such a person is chayiv chatas. It's not brought, the bottom has not been lifted up and put over his shoulders. El Mishashel is Berachva Lamata Miksefov Ishori. If it's hanging, if the so that's that you now have the basically the whole baggage is on the shoulders, so it's not, he's not really wearing it, because wearing it means it's going down his back, it's around his body, so it's just sitting on his shoulders, so that's instead of carrying. But if the garment is draped down his back, so it's mutter. The mi'achar shum misatif betaliso miskasabo ksefa v'gufa, since he's wrapped in this and that's covering him, including his head, his shoulders, and his torso. Albishem is katzer ksas milamato mutter, even though it's not hanging all the way down, he's sort of lifting it up and holding it up a little bit. It's mutter. Val pizem mutter hisatif betaliso tachas aglima. So they would, if you put their talus on under their shirt, which you, to do that, you would have to have, obviously lift up the talus a little bit to fit it in. That's not considered carrying. Yeah. So the Beit Gadol says, we're going to see Hagoah, which really he feels belongs over here. So look at the Hagoah and Sif Lamed, next page. So this has to over here, you're allowed to put this talus, even though it's partially lifted up, but that's mutter, since it is draped down his back, over his body. Small, even though you're sort of like throwing it over the shoulder, so maybe that's like carrying it. No, the derech alav shekein, that's normal to wear it like that. That's, you know. So that's not a problem. So the point of that, this or more, is to modify this case of the talus of Ksefa, which is Sif Chav Tes. So what do? The Hanshal Acher, after he put it on over his head, he lifted up the bottom. For sure, if he took the whole... it's not even draped over his head. He took the whole thing up, wrapped it up over it, wrapped flat. He took the talus, folded it up, and he's carrying it on his shoulders. So you're carrying a talus. You're not wearing a talus. So he's, since he picked up the bottom of the talus all the way and put it over, and it's not sitting on his body anymore, just sitting over his shoulder, even though his head is wrapped in it, is chayv chatas. Shein zeh derech malbush v'havli masi. It's not considered derech malbush. It's not considered you're wearing it. You're carrying it. So, on the other hand, it's not abnormal to carry something on your shoulder. But if it's draped down, the mouth makes safe. Even though the rove of the goof is not covered, so the mice, since it's not just around the neck and above and over the shoulders, it's mutter. They said, no, it's only mutter if the majority of the body is covered. I'll pisa mutter. Since it's sitting down a little bit, since he is wrapped in the talus down over his shoulders and down his back, he's picking up the bottom. Surely, to have it hanging all the way down, that's not realistic. So that's considered a normal way to wear it. Levi Bekneses, Kan Shach Agor, the Sif Shach Rezeh, Per Gerla, or the Shabbos, Per Shach Groh, Shetit Lekam On, Ba Agor, Mokam Amedes. However, the current of the Groh, that Agor, which is in Sif Lamed, belongs where it is. Yeah. Okay. What time is it? Okay, Sif Lamed. So you're allowed to go out with a talus around your neck. So Mishabur says, I don't get it. You told me before, I take the talus, I don't have a thing draped down my back, and I pick it up and put it over here, so basically I'm just carrying the talus on my shoulders. And I said, okay, but if you wrap it around your neck, it's a motor. That means you're carrying it on your shoulders, basically. So what's going on over here? So the Mishabura Bain's associated with the Sif HaKaidim. The Marbu Medina Shenogu Lotus Kain Bechol Bebateim. This is a normal way to wear it during the week. Kain Mutar Filo Bemekupol Umunach Sabu Hatzaber the Derech Mal Besham. That therefore, even though it's wrapped up and it's folded up and put over your around your neck, it's mutter. That's equivalent to the scarf that the person would be wearing. It's called like a sudar. That's mutter. Now,
handkerchief.
It's more like a
sudar. Is a handkerchief.
I understand, but over here it's being more like a scarf. Now, which the Ramal continues and says, even though he's putting the tzadim in al ksefer shel smol, that's not relevant to the case when you're wrapping around your neck. That's going back on the case before, like we said. See, yes, the case where the back part was hanging down, the front part, where you have, instead of having it hanging down, you wrap the two sides around the neck and threw them over the other shoulder. So then the Ramah is actually going back on this case over here, and that's why it's mutter. So that's going to be relevant. Comes out this only mutter to do this when it's actually draped over the body, not just around the neck. So now there's a different points over here in the Bir Halacha. Yeah. Here in the, on the Sif Lamed, 1, 2, 3 Bi'urei Halacha. So the first point he says over here, that anything heter you're going to say over these type of things is because this is the derech in that place to go that way. Now comes the second Bir Halacha, says Talis Sabah Tavar. I'm going to Rabbi Shemash the feel of a talis mitzvah it's mutter, even though it's a talis which you use for. I mean, a talis could just mean an item of clothing, but here we're saying it would be mutter by an actual talis shal mitzvah. Now, why Pirigadim? He says he's already the year os yisur bishil hatzitzis. The filim lomer the derech levishahu mekomakim eno chayav tzitzis b'halichazu do eno ato ksus haguf habitzitzis masu. The luck is the person wears the baggage in such a way that he's not covering his body. He's not chayav tzitzis. So he's not chayav tzitzis. Now the tzitzis are considered, the charis should be considered that you carry the amasu, that you're carrying them. The same way a person, if you hold a talis, is not chayav b'layla, it's not the tzitzis are a masu. They're still, as it were, they're making the baggage better that you can wear it whenever you want, even by day, but it's, in some way it's enhancing the baggage. So over here also, even though you're not wearing it in a way which is chayiv, but since the baggage is be'etzim, something which could be worn away, which is chayiv, and it is enhancing the baggage by making it usable for those circumstances, still called noy for the baggage. Fine. Okay, so let's hold it here.